Hey y'all, hey there, hey there. It's Charvette, and I am jumping on your timelines today to talk about how your fear of the spotlight may be keeping your business invisible. So I know that Facebook is building our audience. So what I'm going to do, I am going to bring in our friends on Instagram. And so hello there, Instagram. Welcome in. Hello there, Facebook. Hello there, LinkedIn. Hello, Twitter. Hello, YouTube. Oh, and look, let's go ahead and bring our friends in on Clubhouse as well. And so we are live. And so I'm excited to have everyone that's joining us again. We're in a couple different places. So wherever you're hanging out, I'm glad to have you. And we're going to be talking about the fear of the spotlight specifically, may be keeping your business, your service invisible. And so how I'd like to kind of talk through this conversation is to just share my journey of where I have come from up to where we are, talk about a couple of setbacks and challenges, and then some lessons learned along the way. So yeah, that's it. And how did you link all those apps together? I'm getting a question. So I am on StreamYard, which allows me to stream in multiple places on Facebook, also LinkedIn and YouTube. And then I'm just using for Instagram, I just got another camera. So you'll see me look here and here. Another camera is doing Instagram. So that's how this is all happening. If you're new, brand spanking new to me, I'm Charvette Mitchell, and I'm a marketing strategist. And I work with high achieving women entrepreneurs that provide services. And I help them position their expertise. Yep, StreamYard. I help them position their expertise with a polished visual brand, gain more visibility with speaking opportunities, and also establish their authority in a written book as a co-author. And so we're talking today about how your fear of the spotlight in particular could be causing your business to be invisible, or keeping your business and your service invisible. And so where did I start? Where did all of this take place? And so all of this took place way back, I'm going to say, oh my goodness, almost 13 years ago now, sitting at a girlfriend's kitchen table. Her name is Edwinette Moses, and she was starting a business. And at the time, I was had finished up a degree at Virginia Commonwealth University in marketing. And so I was excited to help and work with her on all of her marketing and all of that was going on. And we stopped because she was going to actually be printing all of these marketing materials, but she didn't have a website at the time. So I said, okay, I'll go figure out this little rinky-dink website. And actually, that's how my web design business got started. And from this little rinky-dink website, that now looking back on it, almost what I did for a friend of mine. And I actually talk a little bit more about that in my newest book called Pursue, that was written by me and my platform builder clients. And so that's available now. And so as time moved on and I was creating websites, what I was finding was that people would say after the website was done, hey, what am I doing next? What am I supposed to do next? And I was an early adopter of social media. You remember MySpace? If you remember MySpace, just type MySpace in the comments, wherever you may be listening or watching in. Type MySpace in the comments. And so I was an early adopter to MySpace, early adopter to social media. So then I started letting web design clients know, okay, one of the next steps is going to be social media. And so then I found myself coaching in this Facebook space. And so I remember a friend of mine saying, you know what, Charvette, I see you doing events. I see you hosting events. I was like, no, that's not for me. I had this negative connotation around events. I had this negative feel, in my spirit, I guess I'll say, around events. I felt like it was going to be a whole bunch of work. I felt like people, you know, take their time and paying and getting tickets and all of that. And so I just wasn't interested in doing events. Yes. And I'm saying, Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, MySpace. I see you all commenting MySpace. Yes. Thank you for the support and being the advocate for women. But listen, this conversation, men, you can join in as well. Even though I work with women, men, you can join in this conversation as well. You are not left out of this. And so found myself in that space of hosting or actually providing coaching on Facebook. And then a friend was like, hey, you should probably host events. I was like, I don't want any parts of that. People take too long to pay and all that kind of stuff. And I remember I had a coaching session with a young lady who specialized in doing small events. And she said, it's going to be easy. Just do it. You can do it. So I put on, advertised for my first event. Long story short of it, two people showed up. Two people registered. I rented a conference room at the Aloft Hotel in the Short Pump area in Richmond, Virginia, and two people showed up. And I was ashamed. Like, I was at that point, again, I've been doing my business. I actually even had a podcast at that point that was really entertainment focused. I had people like Thelma from Good Times on the podcast and all of that. And here I was, trying to host an event, and two people showed up. And again, I was ashamed. And then I was fearful of, well, what are people going to say? What are people going to say when they ask for pictures? And I don't have any pictures really to show them. What are people going to say when, or what am I going to say to people when they say, well, you know, who was there? Did you get any video testimonials? Yes, absolutely. It was a discouraging moment because I didn't understand why it was happening. I didn't understand why it was happening. But if you remember, I just said a few minutes ago, I had a fear of, really, the root of it was fear of actually hosting an event. And so that initial event was, in my assessment, a bust. Until the event, let me sidebar right here. Until the event, hosted the event, the two people that registered that showed up, oh, by the way, they did not know me. One gentleman that was there after the event came up to me and said, hey, I host a local writers group. Would you come and do this type of discussion around marketing with my authors? And what is your fee? And that gentleman booked me for at least 3 to 4 events. After that, he hosted his own conferences, had me as a conference speaker, and that all came from that event I had with two people. The topic today, if you're popping in, I'm Charvette Mitchell, and we're talking about, is your fear of the spotlight keeping your business invisible? Sometimes there are things that we don't do because the spotlight is going to be on us. And what happens when the spotlight gets put on us? If you've ever been on a stage where it's dark, and yes, look at God. When you've ever been on the stage and it's dark and there's only lights coming on you, the lights are hot. The lights are hot. And so I had to look at what was going on. And how to overcome this. This was just one element of my business. I still had web design. I had the podcast. I was doing some Facebook coaching. And then I was trying to add this event piece in. And again, in my assessment, it hadn't worked out like I wanted it to. So I had to do some self-reflection, right? I had to do some thought around this, around what was the issue? And how can I overcome it? So what I realized in looking at myself and looking at what I was doing at that time was that my marketing and my brand was not cohesive. And that's really where the fear was coming in at, is that I was not cohesive. I actually, those of you, if you look at any of my pages, my picture is everywhere. I have my picture everywhere on my website, on pages, all of that. But there was a time where I said, well, you know what? Maybe Mitchell Productions just needs to be this neutral, generic business. And I didn't have my picture anywhere other than maybe the about page. I had stock photos all over the place on my social media because I felt like, well, maybe I just need this generic experience. But what I realized was that as a part of that experience of kind of being reflective of what's going on with my brand, what I realized that my brand was not cohesive, and I wasn't thinking about everything that I was doing in a cohesive manner, and I wasn't coming out in front of my brand Anybody feel that any drawback within them where you're like, you know what, I just want to stay in the back. I'm introvert. I don't want to come out in front of my brand. And so I realized that was one of the things I was needed to overcome, was to come out in front of my brand. And so as we think about moving forward, what were the lessons that I started learning and uncovering, in this process? What were the lessons that I started learning as I started thinking about, you know what, is fear holding me back? So one lesson, if you are a note taker, is that I needed to absolutely have a cohesive brand. I didn't need to think about things in silos. And listen, thank you. I see those coming in from LinkedIn. Tiffany said, yep, that's me. Thank you for witnessing. Thank you for witnessing that. Yep, that's me. Absolutely. Gwen, thank you for popping in. Life coach, you saying, wow, I just took some of my pictures off of my website because I felt it may be too much of me. Gwen, it is not. It is not too much. It is not too much. Thank you, Angela. I see you commenting as well. Love your videos. Thank you so much for being here. And so lessons I learned as we talk about this topic is fear of the spotlight, keeping your business invisible. Because if people, and this is specific to those of you that offer services, in particular, this is absolutely for you, because oftentimes people are buying into you. If you are a therapist, they're coming to see you, not your company name. If you are a real estate agent, they're coming to buy a house with you. If you are an accountant, they're coming to work with you with their books. And so those of us that are service providers, we can't let that fear of the spotlight hold us back, because it will keep our business invisible. So lessons learned. Number one, if you are a note taker, is to look at your brand cohesively. And that's actually how I came about my Platform Builder program, which is my signature 12-month program that I work with clients on, is to look cohesively. Because remember I said I was doing web design, which actually I have transitioned out of. I had a podcast. Now let me say this, my podcast, which is now a live stream show, it's over 13 years ago, actually going on 14 years. But when I started, and as it moved along, it was more entertainment. It wasn't tied into my business. And so about 4 years ago, I intentionally start creating podcast content that was more for my target audience, more for my customer versus entertainment based. That's one example of a lesson learned in this kind of process of, hey, it's fear holding us back, fear of the spotlight holding us back and keeping us invisible. Having a cohesiveness to your brand. So everything that you do, whether it is being featured in media, whether it's your own podcast, whether writing books, whether hosting events, all of these things that we do, marketing our business, our email marketing, where we show up, all of it is geared back to and should be focused back on our overall brand and our overall mission of getting in front of our customers. So that was lesson number one. And I got a few notes over here because I didn't want to lose any juicy nuggets. The other lesson that I learned in this was that I needed a community. So I had likes on social media. Welcome to all those that are coming in. I'm Charvette Mitchell, hanging out here on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, YouTube. If you see me looking here and looking here, I'm making sure my YouTube viewers, live or replay, are experiencing this as well. And also over in Clubhouse. And we're talking about is fear of the spotlight, keeping your business, your service invisible. And I'm in my lessons learned. What are lessons learned? If you missed my story, go back and listen to it. And so I realized I needed a community. So I talked about having this event where just two people showed up, right? I had likes, I had engagement on my personal page on Facebook, but what I realized was that I did not have a community. And 6 years ago, I didn't have a community. So I created a Facebook community. That was one of the most pivotal things that I did related to my brand. And so I want you to think about, and now when you have a community, that means you're the leader of the community. So have you been thinking about having a Facebook community or a community in other platforms, but you've been shying away because maybe you don't want to be in the spotlight? Is the fear of the spotlight holding you back and keeping your business invisible? So I needed a community. That was a lesson that I learned in this kind of process around fear of the spotlight. And absolutely one of the best decisions ever made. The other thing that was evolutionary and revolutionary related to what we're talking about and how to get more visible, what you will find is that when you get more clear, it's easier for your customers and supporters to find you and connect with you. And so I mentioned that I transitioned out of web design. The web design was what started all of Mitchell Productions. I transitioned out of that because I realized that my energy and my resources and my expertise is best suited in this consulting and coaching space, such as my Platform Builder program. And so once you lean into the market and see what the market needs, that clarity will help you. And when you become clear, your confidence goes up. Can somebody type that in? The more your clarity goes up, the more your confidence goes up. The more your clarity goes up, the more your confidence goes up. Some of you don't have confidence because you are not clear. Ooh, that may be an ouch or it may be an amen. Your confidence goes up when you're clear, when you are clear, very clear. If somebody says, can you do a website for me today? No, ma'am, no, sir. I'm very clear that that is not the space I'm supposed to be in. I'm in a space of, I am a leader who is assigned to help other leaders. I'm a leader who is assigned to help other leaders in this consulting space. Listen, LaShonda, thank you so much. She said, you better be prophetic. Rayma, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So when your clarity goes up, your confidence goes up. And that confidence piece helps to squish down the fear. Now, let me say, so true. Let me say, I see a witness in my Facebook group. And actually, Joe, if you're not in my Facebook group, I invite you to join us on Facebook. Hashtag coaching with Vet. Vet is my nickname. That's how you can find it. If you're on Instagram, it's in the link in the bio. If you're on Facebook, just type in hashtag coaching with Vet. Or if you're YouTube, Twitter, somewhere else, you can go to the website, heygirlhey.today, not .org, not .com, .today, and that'll drop you right into our group. And so again, some of that fear of, I don't want to put myself into the brand and out in front of the brand, maybe because there isn't clarity. So clarity in what you are offering, clarity in what you are supposed to be doing. And that I have received, I have gotten that over this period. I'm very, 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 very clear. The last lesson learned, because I don't want to be in your hair too long, is that you have to come out in front of the brand. You have to be out in front of your brand. I saw Gwen mention earlier that, you know what, I just took some pictures down off of my website. Didn't know if it was too much of me. You have to come out. My picture is everywhere. So you can call it whatever you want to call it, but guess what? You will recognize Charvette Mitchell. You will recognize Charvette Mitchell because I put my picture everywhere. It's intentional because people are working with me. Just like those of you, again, that are service providers, accountants, real estate agents, life coaches, anybody in that service arena in particular. Hey there. Hey, Crystal. In particular, people are looking to work with you. They're looking to work with you. And so you want to come out in front of your brand. I just want to mention this comment I see coming in from YouTube. Hey, Carla. Hey, Carla on YouTube. She said, I would also say making your own pop-up conference was a brand game changer for you too, Charvette. Carla, you took the words right out of my mouth. You took the notes right off of my pad over here. Absolutely. So let's bring this full circle. Start. If you've been hanging out with me the whole time, talked about having my first event. Two people showed up, scratching my head, like what went wrong? What was the fear that was built into that? Now I'm heading into, so go from one conference, one event, two people signed up. Now I'm heading into my sixth annual pop-up conference next week. I'm not trying to sell you tickets because we registration is closed. But next week here in Richmond, Virginia, I'll be hosting upwards of 80 ladies and leaders in Richmond. And the transition of having two people that signed up to having almost 80 people in a pandemic is related to me stepping out of that fear that was keeping me from the spotlight. And that fear that keeps you from the spotlight keeps your business and your brand invisible. And so it was all about me stepping in front and in these lessons learned of making sure my brand was cohesive, making sure everything that that my hands touch, if it's a book, it's related to my brand. And again, shout out to new book. If it's media, listen, I just got in the mail today, WYB magazine, who just did a full spread on me, a full spread. Look at that. I'm gonna do a Facebook reel and all of that so you all can see it. Full spread media attention. Platform builder is what she titled, which is what I do. Platform builder is what she titled the article. Everything that my hands touch, everything that my brand touches is cohesive. And that comes with clarity. So thank you so much, Carla, for that comment. So is fear of the spotlight keeping your business, your service invisible? Let me encourage you to step out in front of your brand. Step out in front of your brand, and the clarity piece is what's going to take your confidence level up. So if you are liking conversations like this, we invite you into my Facebook group. Link is in the bio for those on Instagram. Everywhere else, if you're on Facebook already and you're not in my Facebook group, just look for hashtag coaching with Vet. I'll come back in the comments and put the actual link. Or you can go to the website address, heygirlhey.today. I'm talking with my hands a lot, right? And those of you that are just popping in, I'm on Instagram. So I'm looking at one camera for Instagram and then looking at another camera for all of our other streaming platforms. And also just popped in Clubhouse. It's over there playing. Are y'all still on Clubhouse? Let me know. So anyway, that's that. More conversations like this over in my Facebook group. Again, how your fear of the spotlight may be making your business invisible. You have service provider in particular. You have to get out in front of your brand and don't be scared of the bright lights. And that's going to draw attention to your service and attention to you and all the amazing transformations and things that you offer. All right. So that's that. I am wrapping up. Thank you so much for being here. Share this out if this was of value. And I know that it was. Share this out to friends or connections who you feel like, you know what? I know it's more you can be given the world, and just don't let fear kind of get in the way of that. All right. I'll see you all later on the web. Bye. Thanks, Instagram.